This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago's top federal judge says the publication this year of home addresses for members of the federal bench is dangerous. WBEZ has found a company called Local Government Information Services revealed home addresses for dozens of judges. My colleague Dave McKinney reports the firm pushes election skepticism, and it's being sued by the Illinois Attorney General for allegedly publishing restricted voter roll data. U.S. District Judge Virginia Kendall is condemning the release of judges' home addresses when threats against the federal judiciary have more than doubled.
I don't see any reason why the public needs to know the private address of an individual, especially in this climate when we see this increase in threats going against the judiciary.
The company denies wrongdoing. Foxtrot is reopening its Gold Coast location on Thursday, 5 months after it closed. The Sun-Times reports the upscale grocery chain abruptly closed stores in April following its merger with Dom's Kitchen and Market. The latest iteration of the store will be run by the parent company, Outfox Hospitality. The Archdiocese of Chicago will be the first Catholic diocese in the state to offer natural burials. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports the green alternative simplifies the burial process. No concrete lining for caskets, no embalming chemicals used on remains, and caskets that go in the ground must be biodegradable. Ted Ratajczak directs cemeteries for the Archdiocese and says there's been a big demand for this eco-friendly option.
One of the things that a lot of folks have said to us is that we've lived our life this way. We would like to be represented that way even after death.
The Archdiocese set aside an acre for natural burials at St. Michael the Archangel Cemetery near suburban Palatine. When the Chicago Bears announced their eight captains for the 2024 season, one name stood out, quarterback Caleb Williams. It is uncommon to see a rookie voted captain by their teammates this early in their career, but for wide receiver DJ Moore, it comes as no surprise.
He went out there and proved himself, took command of the offense, and he started opening up, and people saw that, and we're rocking with him.
Head coach Matt Eberflus says this is the first time a rookie he's coached has been voted captain, but he's confident Williams has what it takes. The Bears open the season Sunday at home against the Titans. Weather, it is beautiful. Sunny, pleasant, a high in the upper 70s. Clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And sunny and warm tomorrow, high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.